Good afternoon. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's varsity girls basketball game. We are at Hamilton Heights High School. Tonight's game features the Tipton Lady Rebels and the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. We're going to talk first right here just for a moment. We've got both coaches standing right here. They are together. They talk at half court. They might as well talk over here. I think we're going to try to make this enjoyable.
All right, Jay. I don't know.
Coach West don't know, but we'll mention Coach West. I can tell this is going to be impromptu, and I like that. We'll mention Coach West. Got to mention 16-2. This is going to be a ball game. Say, well, I'm going to go back here. What do you think about this game, Coach Terry?
Well, I think it's going to be a huge challenge for us. They've got Scram in the middle that is a handful, so we're going to have to take care of that in their guard play. They're capable shooters, and Wolf can certainly get to the basket and shoot as well, so it's going to be a battle.
Coach Terry, good coach. Coach West, I didn't need to break off right here. Let's talk about your schedule. 16-2. Tell you what, that's a pretty good schedule. You have played Northwestern. You have played Gary Chaplin. Those are two barometrics. That's a barometer for both schools.
Yeah, those are nice teams. We play a tough schedule, and this is obviously one we circle on the calendar every year. It's always a battle. Coach Terry has a great team, does a great job. Over the years, it's always usually a one or two possession game, and this one's for the conference opportunity to play in the championship. So we're excited about coming here and playing.
Our game's pretty good. We're looking forward to it. Got to mention, you've been a high school coach, varsity level, 12 years. 7 years with the Tipton Blue Devils, you got 65.3% winning percentage. You won 113, only lost 61.
Yeah, well, blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while, and it's nice when you got good players. Good players make coaches look really good.
Right.
I'm blessed with some pretty good players, and if I don't screw it up, we got a chance.
Yeah, I said, we'll talk about your four seniors. Number four, Ellen Wolf. She's going to college. Can you help us? Where's she going?
She has committed to IUK here in Kokomo. We're excited. We'll be able to see her on a regular basis. Abigail Parker, she's a senior. She's also committed to St. Mary's of the Woods in Terre Haute. Coach McAllister over there has really turned that program around, so we'll be excited to be able to go watch her play next year. And the other two players are great contributors, Macy Earl and Olivia Spido.
And you got to think, strength of schedule. Both teams pretty equal. Strength of schedule, the only exception is you're going to play one A schools, and they've not played one, but you play four A schools, and you're just a 2A school, 505 enrollment.
Yeah, at the beginning of the year in Chagrin, we have the hardest 2A schedule in the state, and that's what I want. I don't want to play cupcakes every day. We picked up some 4A schools. Our next four or five games coming up to section are all against ranked teams. We just picked up Heritage Christian, so we want to play tough schedule because that's what gets you ready for tournament time.
That will be good. I'll mention you did have a tournament. You hosted it. It was a Devils Holiday Classic, the Lady Devils. That was the same time the boys played. You beat Clinton Central. You beat Eastern. You played a close game with the Carroll, and that was out of Florida, 63-62, but you got the win. You won the tournament.
Yeah, Carroll's got a player who's leading the state in scoring, and she did her thing that day and kept hitting threes. We pulled it out the buzzer. It was a good experience for us to play a close game. I think today's game is going to be a lot like that, too.
All right, good. And we'll mention, I'm very good. Appreciate you. Last thing we'll mention, February 1st through the 5th. That'll be the sectional. It'll start out. The pairing show has not been determined when that'll be. That'll be only on radio.
Yeah, it's going to be January 22nd or 23rd, Sunday. And we're looking forward to the pairings. We got some sectional. Winchester, Eastbrook, Taylor, Blackford, they're all good teams. So the draws will be important, and we hope we got a good shot.
Coach West is in the most talented. I thank you, sir.
No problem. Thanks, AJ.
That's Coach West. We're going to talk right now to the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. We're going to talk to head coach right here, Keegan Terry, as I get my notes straight. Coach Keegan Terry, I'll tell you what, ball game going to happen today. 14-4 Hamilton Heights. Hosting Tipton at 16-2. But better yet, 3-0 for the Huskies in the conference. That's the East Division. Tipton 2-1. This has implications in this game.
Yeah, that's how it should be, really. The winner of this game will have an opportunity to play Benton Central on their home floor for the conference. And, we talked early in the season, and I said Tipton was really good, and I thought they were the team to beat. And I still think that today's going to be a huge challenge.
You started out against Danville, and then
Because your team's playing them basically every year. He's playing about three, I think. And I'm picked down. You got a 14-point win. I got to mention, you had to step
up the ladder, working right there. You walked right up the ladder from game one. That was a good bear measure. I mean, good neighboring stick. Maybe had four A schools that came back during Catholic 3A. But talk about how you stepped up the ladder after playing Noblesville.
Well, you know, playing Noblesville is certainly some of the best competition that you can play. You know, we play Westfield and others, Matt Fisher. You know, Hamilton County, pretty good basketball county. So those teams have really helped us get better throughout the course of the season, and hopefully that translates into today's game, and we have our best effort.
Originally, you're in Westfield. You took in three quarters. You led after two quarters.
Yeah, we were ahead there at halftime. Coach Smith over there at Westfield, he does a tremendous job, and those girls guard at a high level, AJ, and trying to manufacture points there is really difficult, and hats off to them. They were really good that day, and we just couldn't quite get over the hump there.
I talked to Coach Wack. You probably heard me. Somewhat of a barometer. You played Gary Catholic. 34-30. You didn't get the win. They played Gary Catholic. They got the win. You played Northwestern. You got the win. They played Northwestern. That was their first loss.
Yeah, and, you know, I think those two games are pretty similar from the standpoint. They were a little shorthanded that night against Northwestern. I think the Wolf girl was out that evening. For us at Gearing Catholic, you know, we had been battling some things there early in the season and didn't have girls quite back to 100% there. So, but no disrespect to Gearing, they beat us that night. But, you know, I think both teams, both Tiffin and us, have continued to get better throughout the course of the season. And I anticipate a dog fight today.
Absolutely. You got some good records. You get 12 years. You're 6 years in your 6 year hand behind. You're just 5 wins away from that century mark.
Well, I guess if you coach long enough, those numbers hopefully continue to go up. And I've been fortunate to have good players, great players along the way that have really established this program. And it's no credit to me. It's credit to those players.
Talk, if you will, about your containers. Midfield, he is versatile. Michael Moreno, talk about where Michael is going and if this man is going to play in college. Let us know, please.
Oh, yeah, Michaela's going to go to Hanover. Mia's definitely going to play somewhere. I think Manchester she's leaning towards now, but both will be playing in college at some point. So, yeah, thank you, AJ. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. So we'll walk this direction. Pretty nice. Both coaches speaking with us. Their pregame, not very customary. Football game, it is. It's very kind. Football coaches, basketball coaches, they're all coaches. And then we're going to walk back up in the balcony area. We've been granted permission to broadcast this game, I guess to cover this game here at Hamilton Heights. It's going to be the Tipton Lady Devils going against the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. 4 minutes, 26 seconds. Pre-game moving down on the clock right there. This game's scheduled to start near 1:30. 1:30, we're 1:22 on the wristwatch. It's going to be pretty much right there. And we're going to walk back this direction. We're going to set these notes down. And one moment, please. We're going to plug in the headset. One moment, please. Three:50 on the pregame clock. Ladies, Devils jogging into the locker room. Coach West going to follow up behind them. Lady Huskies are in their locker room. Coach Terry jogs off from the interview. Very kind, both coaches. Both coaches going to talk to their girls in the locker room. And we'll talk a little bit about each school. But first we'll mention the Tipton Tribune. That's Michelle Garman. Michelle Garman, you can read the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune page on Facebook and on Twitter. Twitter, it is @Michelle_Garman. That's two L's. For updates on area games and matches. So the Huskies jogging out on the floor. we'll let you know a little bit about them. The Tipton Lady Devils, the visiting team on the scoreboard, they're Class 2A, Sectional 39. Their sectional will be played at Eastbrook High School. There are six in their sectional. They are Tipton, they're 16-2. Eastbrook, 13-2. Blackford, 12-4. Winchester, 16-1. Taylor, 7-11. Madison Grant, 11-6. So they're working right there, and we'll mention the principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernand. The athletic trainer is Bert Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main, at South Main Street there in Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by telephone at Tipton High School, 765-675-7431. On the web, you can find them at TiptonAthletics.com. On Twitter, at Tipton, B as in basketball, Devils. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Saturday, right here, today, the 15th of January, only one game in the Hoosier Conference. And it's right here, Tipton Lady Devils, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Again, we'll mention Tipton. Lady Devils, 16-2 on the season. They're 2-1 in the Hoosier East. We'll mention average scoring per ball game offensively for Tipton, 58.1. Defensively, 31.3. I thank johnherrill.net for his assistance. That is a marvelous website. The head coach for Tipton is Coach Chad Wetz. 113 wins, 61 losses, working in year number 7 at Tipton High School. Overall, 185-108 in his 12th season as a varsity head basketball coach. Next game on the agenda for Tipton is going to happen Tuesday, the 18th. That's next week. It could be Tipton Lady Devils. They'll travel to the Kokomo Lady Wildcats, 6 o'clock and 7:30 for the varsity. A little bit about the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies Class 3A, Sectional 24. Their sectional will be at Yorktown High School. There will be six in their sectional. It'll be Jay Kelly, 14-2. Hamilton Heights, 14-4. Yorktown, 5-12. Newcastle, 9-7. Delta, 3-14. Muncie Burris, 2-7. The principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic secretary is Lee Ann Moffitt. We'll mention Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19. Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. 317-984-3551. You can dial that number, reach the high school office. On the web, it's hhshuskies.org. There were the colors orange, white, and brown. They're in the Hoosier Conference. We'll mention 14-4 Hamilton Heights. They're 3-0 in the Hoosier East. They average offensively 50.3. They give up defensively 33.8. Head coach is Keegan Cherry. 95 wins, 46 losses, working in year number 6 at Hamilton Heights. Their next game on the agenda is going to happen Tuesday, the 18th. It'll also be Tuesday, along with Tipton. We'll mention that game going to take place at Newcastle. I take that back. Newcastle game is not going to happen. Newcastle game is unavailable to happen. We'll mention Newcastle going to need to play a game in their conference, and they need Tuesday as the date. So that's the date it was going to happen, but it cannot. That's this Tuesday, the 18th. Just wanted to let you know. And I didn't want anybody to drive over there about 45 miles. I was notified by Chad Nickham. Chad Nickham, if you didn't know, he's the PA announcer right here. Right there at Newcastle. He does a tremendous job. Chad Nickham did the state finals last year as the PA announcer. We'll talk about the starting lineups first. Put a visiting team on the scoreboard. The Tipton Lady Devils. Lady Devils will start like this. Wearing number 4, that's Ella Wolf. Ella Wolf is a 5'8" senior. Wearing number 15, that's Abigail Parker. We may call her Abby throughout the game. Got permission. 5'8" senior. Wearing number 20, that's Olivia Spidell. Olivia Spidell, a 5'8" senior. Number 32, that's Macy Earl. Macy Earl, she's a 5'9" senior. And winding out the lineup for Gypsy Lady Devils. Number 45, Ashley Schramm. Ashley Schramm, she's 6'3". She's a junior. The head coach for the Gypsy Lady Devils is Mr. Chad West. Now, for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They'll start like this. Number 2, Ella Hitchcock. Ella Hitchcock, a 5'6" sophomore. Number 4, that's Mia Shields. Mia Shields is going to work at a 5'8" senior. Number 10, that's Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner, 5'9" tall. She's a sophomore. Number 24, that's Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry is 5'8" tall. She's a sophomore. And winding out the lineup for the Lady Huskies is Michaela Moran, 6'3" senior. The head coach for the Lady Huskies is Mr. Keegan Cherry. So they turn the lights down here. They devise them. That's the word I got from Mr. Newkirk back in 7th and 8th grade. So they're going to introduce right now on the floor the Lady Huskies. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Atlanta, Indiana. That's 46031. That's at 185 West Main Street. Check that address. There you'll find the Choo-Choo Cafe. That's your hometown. I should say home away from home. And we'll mention, they cook everything to order. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And they have a bakery. We'll mention, you can check out their fresh bakery. They bake to order also. At the Choo-Choo Cafe. Private events and catering. You can dine in or you can take out. Their number is 765-292-2088. They have extended business hours. It's going to begin on February 1st. Check them out. And don't forget, Mr. Muffin's Train Shop, just a block away. The kids will love it. And the big kids will love it, too. That's Mr. Muffin's Train Shop, 177 West Main Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46030. Look at jumping up. It's going to be Michaela Moran, where's number 42. Jumping it up for Tipton, 45, Ashley Schramm. Husky's going to wear the customary white as the home team. Blue for the Blue Devils. 8 minutes on the game clock, first quarter. Going to toss it up. Here comes the toss. It's a good one. You're going to be tipped to the backcourt, picked up by Hamilton Heights, picked up by Mia Shields. See the front court working the dribble there is Ella Hitchcock. Guarding her is 20, Olivia Fidel. They'll dribble baseline at Cameron Runner. Back out top to get the basketball, Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble across the free throw line, back out top. They'll work it to the left corner baseline. Mia Shields back out to Ella Hitchcock. Back left side, they reverse the basketball. They get to Cameron Runner. Screen picked up there. Hadley Cherry, she'll drive the lane, she'll go off the glass, swings around, falls in. Little bit of English, just a little. Had to avoid that charging foul, and not much friction there, a few points. In the front court, sit the Blue Devils, 7:16 left. We're in the first quarter. The girl, the ball, they bounce it out to Abby Parker. Abby Parker out top, she'll dribble through the lane, she'll go up to the shot and get a block shot by Taylor Moran. Ball's loose, picked up there by Ella Hitchcock. She'll cross the timeline. She'll work it left side behind the arc. She picked up her dribble. They'll work it back out, trying to get it to Mia Shields, and the ball's thrown away. Picked up that dribble, threw it left side, trying to find Mia Shields. It goes out of bounds, going to belong to Tipton. Lady Devil's going to bring it in front of the Tipton bench right there. Brought in number 20, Olivia Fidel. Bring the ball up from the backcourt is Ella Wolf. She passes it out top, left side. 15, that's Abby Parker. Out top, they'll reset the offense. Ella Wolf. Moves it left side behind the arc being guarded there by Cameron Lunner. Bounce pass. Back out top, they'll move it around the perimeter. Back out top, Ella Wolf. She'll dribble left side. Elbows, she'll pass it. Out top with the basketball on the drive is Abigail Parker. She got the bucket. Abigail Parker going to score two, and she got fouled. She'll go to the foul stripe right now. 6:25 left. First quarter, first foul of the ball game, going to be whistled on Michaela Moran. Moran picks up the foul. Going to be one shot awarded.
to number 15, Abigail Parker, a 5'8 senior. She's a lefty. Shot up and good. It's a 3-2 ball game. Lady Devils in front. It was driving across the timeline right there. That's Ella Hickok. She'll dribble left. She'll go behind the baseline right there, left side. That's Cameron Runner. She'll dribble around. She'll go in the lane. Michaela Moran lost her footing. She'll hit the deck, and the three-point shot wouldn't go from the left side behind the arc. That was Hadley Cherry. Couldn't get it. Foul going to be called right there on the rebound situation. And that foul's going to be whistled on the Hamilton High Huskies. And we'll go back this direction. It's going to be given to Tipton. Crossing the timeline to the pass. That's 20, Olivia Spidell. Ball's loose. In the backcourt, might have been touched by Hamilton Heights. Tracking that ball down, trying to come up with it. We're having a carry. She's slow to get up. Ball picked up by Tipton. That's Ellen Wolf. Ellen Wolf went down near the baseline. Lost the handle. It's tipped away by Cameron Runner. Mia Shields couldn't get it on the way out of bounds. Belongs to Tipton. So Ellen Wolf is going to bring it in right in the bucket on the baseline for Tipton. Looking to get that entry pass, she'll toss it in tall right there to the 6'3 gal, and that's Ashley Schramm. Ashley Schramm lost the handle. Ball ends up in the hands of Hamilton Heights. Mia Shields. Ashley Schramm wanted that ball back in a hurry. She reaches in, picks up her first foul in the ball game. So fouls on Schramm. We'll mention team fouls. We'll double check here, try to understand this scoreboard. Nice scoreboard right here. Renovation. Hamilton Heights looks very nice. 5:36 on the game clock. Behind the arc. Behind the arc with the basketball. They'll move it right side. Now you're bringing Silver out of there. Mia Shields. Going to be a blocking foul. Whistled on Tipton. Mia Shields, the ball handler. They're going to whistle this on 44. West's going to pick up the foul. They're going to bring it in from in the front court, brought in by Mia Shields. She'll get it into Hadley Cherry, back to Mia. Mia in the front court on the slow dribble. Working right side, being guarded there by Abigail Parker. Out top of the basketball, number 2, Ella Hickok. She'll work at left side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. Runner on the back pedal dribble, she'll dribble right. She's working there. Offensively, working against 44, Riley West. Riley West in the ballgame. They'll go to the corner with it. It's going to be a blocking foul. It's going to be a blocking foul called on Tipton. 5:01 left. We're in the first quarter. It's a 3-2 ball game. Tipton in front. Foul whistled on the Blue Devils. 5:01 left. Going to be brought in from the baseline right in the bucket. Brought in Mia Shields. Triggers the inbound. She gets the ball back from Cameron Runner. She'll go baseline. Lost the handle. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Tipton. 4:55 on the game clock. 3-2 ball game. First quarter. Tipton, Hamilton Heights. Just 8 miles apart. Different counties. 4:52, working in the front court. Left side behind the arc. Mia Shields on the dribble. Working against her right here defensively is Olivia Spidell. Spin move, she'll work the right side behind the arc. Thought about a three right there. Get Cameron Leonard. She'll pass it off, gets to Ellen Hickok, to the corner to Mia Shields. Inside, they'll work to Michaela Moran. Outside, they'll move the ball around, touches the hands of Hadley Cherry. Going to see a sub here in a moment. Next dead ball for Hamilton Heights. Moving the basketball baseline, Cameron Runner. She'll go off the glass. She wouldn't get the shot, but she'll go to the foul stripe. She'll shoot twice. So get ready to check in for the Huskies. Going to be Kaylee Roten. She'll wait till after the first shot. 4:21 left. We're in the first quarter. 3-2 ball game. First shot up and good. Credit to bucket. Cameron Runner taking a breather, exiting the ball game. Going to get a relaxation for a little bit. That's 24. Hadley Cherry. 4:21 on the game clock. 3-3 ball game. Now 4-3. Hamilton Heights back up on top. Playing an early seesaw battle on the scoreboard. 4:18 on the game clock. They're going to pass it to break the press, does the Tipton Lady Devils. They'll work it inside on the dribble. Work it back out top, touching the basketball. Hallie Wolf, she'll get it back to the corner. She gets the ball back straight away. She'll dribble. She'll basically take the point. They'll work it across the way there to Ellen Wolf. They're working through the corner. Catching the hand, holding the ball now. Safe Aaron. That's 44, Riley Wex. They go back to the corner. Pass from Abigail Parker. They go cross-court skip pass. Outside the arc, about four steps, is Ella Wolf. She'll dribble right side. Out straight away. They'll move the basketball. Ella Wolf, right elbow extended. 3-point shot. Going to go. Rebound Gibson. Credit the board, 32. That's Macy Earl. They'll move it back to the corner. She'll take a 2-point shot. Put on the line from the right corner baseline. Shot with a go. Rebound, Kaylee Roten. Cross the sideline on the dribble is Cameron Renner. 3:22 left. First quarter, it's 4-3. Hamilton Heights in front, in the front court with the basketball. Working behind our Cameron Renner, won the shot. Defense was good for Tipton. Out top, Kaylee Roten takes the 3, wouldn't go. Rims out. Going to be a foul call. Rebounding foul, going to be whistled on the Lady Huskies. They're going to bring it the other way. 3:09 left. Number 10, that's Cameron Renner. Cameron Renner has her first foul in the contest. Blue Devils with 4, accumulative. First quarter, Hamilton Heights with 3 thus far. 3:09 left, taking a breather for the Huskies. Lady Huskies is Michaela Moran, taking a breather. For the Lady Devils is number 32, Macy Earl. We'll get that substitution as the game goes on. They're going to call timeout. And we got a difficulty with the home book. Home book, probably difficulty. Referee stops the game. One of them asked for another ref to join him. He's going to stay pretty much put. He's starting to go talk to him. They're going to talk about something right there at the scorer's bench. Official scorer talking this over with one of the officials. 3:06 left in the ball game, I should say in the first quarter. We'll mention this afternoon happening right here in front of us. Hoosier Conference. Only game in the Hoosier Conference happening today. Tipton Lady Devils, 16-2. 2-1 in the Hoosier East. Hamilton Heights Huskies, 14-4, 3-0 in the Hoosier East. Large implication game, we'll mention last night. 6 o'clock ball game, Benton Central went against Central Catholic. Benton Central, I believe it was 55-50, Benton Central eked out the victory. Benton Central going to finish the season in the West Division. They still have more games, but they finished the West 4-0. Benton Central are going to earn the right to play the winner of the East. They're looking to find that out today here at Hamilton Heights. Tipton and Hamilton Heights. 3:01, they bring the ball in from the backcourt. That's number 12, Hallie Wolf. Inside the arc, she'll take a shot. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 24, Kaya Money. Kaya Money in the ballgame for the Lady Devils. 4-3 ballgame. Hamilton Heights long. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. That was Cameron Renner. 3-point shot rims off. Rebound, Tipton. They'll work through the front court. Nearly the city on the outfield come up with it. Minus Shields, I think that back out with Dylan Hickok. Hickok anticipated the pass into the bounce pass. She got in there and knocked it loose. From the floor, she got it to a teammate. 2:23 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball on the dribble is Minus Shields. Working against her is Ella Wolf. Bounce pass to the corner. In the corner, works touches the hands of Hadley Carey, touches the hands of Kaylee Roten. Out top, going to get 2. Wouldn't go. Rebound Tipton, rebound Hamilton Heights, that last shot. Inside the arc, wouldn't go for Cameron Renner. 2 minutes left. First quarter, 4-3 ball game. Hamilton Heights in front on the dribble. Behind the arc, dribbling exhibition there by Ellie Hickok. She'll move it around the perimeter. 3-point shot, good. Left up center. That is Kaylee Roten. 7-3 ball game. 1:40 left here in the first quarter. They'll pass it across the timeline. They'll trim across the timeline there. That's 24. Kaya Money. Going to be a tie-up. Jump ball. Jump ball going to go to the alternate possession arrow. Alternate possession arrow going to keep it in the front court with the Tipton Lady Devils. Checking out the ball game for the Lady Devils is 44, Riley Wex. Entering the ball game for the Lady Devils, 15, Abigail Parker. Also taking a breather for Tipton is number 12, Hallie Wolf. and they're going to inbound the basketball right there in front of the scores bench in the front court. On the dribble, Abigail Parker. She'll go right side behind the arc to get the ball back. Guarding the top guard in the point there is Cameron Turner as they move their defense around the perimeter. Working his elbow, right side off the glass, 2-point bucket good. At 15, Abigail Parker, 5'8 senior. 7-5 ball game. Lady Huskies by 2. 1:04, clock moving down. They're working inside. So Mikayla Moran, she'll go up off glass, she'll get the bucket, and she'll shoot one. 9-5 ball game. Coach Webb's going to talk to his point guard, that's Ella Wolf, have a conversation. They'll work right there. And right there on the bench, Lita Crawford, making sure Coach West don't get too far out onto the floor. So they're going to work right there. Abigail Parker checking out the ballgame. Working on the lane, there's four Lady Devils on the lane. The Huskies, the Lady Huskies are all back in behind. Going to be one shot for my team, a three-point play opportunity. She'll eye it, fire it, she gets it. 10-5 contest. Lady Huskies by 5. We're at a minute left in the first quarter. Going to pass it in the backcourt. Going to get across the timeline. On the dribble, Ella Hitchcock. Excuse me, Ella Wolf. She picks up the loose ball. Going to be a dump foul. They're going to call an offensive foul on Ella Wolf. So they're going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. They'll bring it in from the side court. Opposite of the scores bench in the backcourt. Going to be brought in by Mikayla Moran. Checking the play right there from Coach Tegan Sherry. He's dropped across the timeline, Ella Hitchcock, she'll go left side, elbow, kick it outside the arc, 3-point shot wouldn't go, that was Ia Shields. Rebound secured, Ashley Schramm, she averages 10.8 boards a game. Ball's loose, picked up by Mikayla Moran, across the timeline with the outlet, is Ia Shields, still dribble baseline, she goes through the lane, they're going to call a blocking foul. Trying to set up to draw the charge, right there, Ashley Schramm. And she'll pick up the personal. Gonna show that to the bench. And we'll mention, foul situation. That's the 7th foul in the first half on Tipton. They'll go to the strike. They'll shoot the bonus. We'll mention Ashley Schramm picks up her 2nd. Going to the foul line is Mia Shields. Lady Huskies have 3 fouls thus far. We're in the first quarter. 21.3 left. 1-1 bonus could get the first one. Ball carries out. Rebounded by the Blue Devils. I should say the Lady Devils. They're working baseline. Take it to the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Window shot taken there. Olivia Spidell rebound Hamilton Heights. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. Working behind the arc. Kaylee Williams going to go baseline. She'll kick it back out. Right elbow extended at the buzzer. Ella Hitchcock rims out. At the end of one quarter of play. Score chance of Lady Huskies 10. Lady Devils 5. We'll mention tonight's ball game being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts, along with Blue Devil Boilermaker, Fritz Auto Sales and Service, Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, AGM Auto LLC, and we'll mention the game also being brought to you by the Choo-Choo Cafe. Choo-Choo Cafe right there in Atlanta, Indiana. It's right there on Main Street. Check it out. They're open now, but they're going to extend their hours on February 1st. So the cheerleaders out on the floor right now. We'll mention this game being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero. The south edge of Cicero at the Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. And they are there to make sure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That is Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. 2nd buzzer sounds. I believe so. They're going to make their way to the floor. 8 minutes on the game clock. Blue Devils, ball's going to belong to the Lady Huskies. Alternate possession arrow. They did have a tie-up in the first quarter, at least one. They're going to bring it in right there.
adjacent to the scorer's bench will be brought in by Mia Shields. 8 minutes, second quarter. 10-5 ball game. Hamilton Heights in front. They're in the front court with the basketball. Mia Shields will bounce it back out top. Terry Rosen out top there, 6'3", and that's Michaela Moran. Michaela Moran being guarded by Macy Earle. They're working behind the arc. Mia Shields, right, left side, I should say, moving around the perimeter. Kaylee Rosen on the dribble. She'll work at left side. They're moving the basketball. Touches the hands of Cameron Runner. Now back in the hands of Ella Hitchcock. They're trying to get it through the corner to Mia Shields. Good hands. Knocks it out of bounds. That's Ella Wolf. Ball's going to stay in the front court with the Lady Huskies. They'll bring it in. Could be brought in by Mia Shields. She'll cross it in by Kayla Moran. She'll get rid of it without a dribble. Out top of the basketball near the logo at the top of the circle. Moving the basketball. Ella Hitchcock works it left side. Number 10. That's Cameron Runner. She'll work it out top. Reset the offense with Kaylee Roten. Moves it back left side. Deep in the front court. Now she'll dribble now. She'll go by the defender. She'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. The 12-5 ball game. 7 minutes left. Second quarter, Hamilton Heights and Tipton. East Division matchup. Working in the front court with the basketball. 24, Kaya Money. She'll bounce it in, elbow left side. Ella Hicks, or excuse me, Ella Wolf. She'll take the ball. She'll go hard to the hoop. Left side of the lane. She goes off the glass. Wouldn't go, but she got fouled. She'll shoot twice. Foul's going to be whistled. Hamilton Heights. We'll double check that foul in a moment. 6:46. He's going to show the foul through the board right there, right now. He's going through the guys at the scores bench. That's the free throw line. Ella Wolf. Wolf gets the first one. Right there at the scores bench, left and right. We'll talk about Greg Knapp, Arnett Cooper, Mike Thomas, Nick King, and Michelle Garvin. Second shot wouldn't go. Brought off a rebound controlled by Michaela Moran on the dribble across the timeline. With the basketball, number 2, that's Ella Hitchcock. She'll work it left side. Takes it on further left behind the arc, Cameron Runner. 6:30 left here in the second quarter. Driving the lane. She'll go off the glass. Wouldn't go. A bit strong for Ella Hitchcock. 6:24 on the game clock. Going to bring it across the timeline at a walk pace. That's Ella Hitchcock. Drill dribble on the left side, picked up there by Cameron Runner loosely. They're working across cross-court pass, Olivia Spidell, back to Ella Hitchcock. Works to the right side, 32, Macy Earle. Back out top, Kaya Money. Playing a deliberate offense, looking for a good shot. 5:59 left, dribble the lane. Ella Wolf rims around, fell off when Gil got her own board. Saved it from going out of bounds. Took it back behind the arc. It's picked up right there by Olivia Spidell. Spidell goes hard to the hoop. Couldn't get the bucket, but she'll shoot twice. 5:49 on the game clock. We'll have a sub check in after the first shot. Conversation over there. Coach West talking to his guard play. Going to get two shots right here. It's going to be number 20, Olivia Spidell. Spidell shooting 50% at the strike. First one's up. Would go. She's 4-for-9. She'll get one more. Entering the ball game is Hadley Carey. Going to be a timeout. Timeout called. Blue Devils. They'll talk this over. 5:49 left. We're in the second quarter. We'll mention Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you want to find yourself looking, actually when you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals, south end of Noblesville. They're at 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26-foot box trucks available, and the truck with the Tommy lift can sure come in handy. We'll mention Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're open Saturday. They're open today. They're not open now. They're open 8 to 11 a.m. We'll mention that's Pinky Truck Rentals.
And when you say Penske, you said a lot. You can find them at Penske Truck Rentals, located in Noblesville. Just look up Indiana Express Rentals. So there's a second horn. So you're going to have one more shot at the free throw line, number 20, Olivia Spidell. Olivia Spidell in the ballgame. She's going to shoot her second of a two-shot foul. First shot goes up and good. Spidell got one of them. 12-7 contest. 5:45 on the game clock. In the front court with the basketball, Cameron Rutter. She'll pick up a double screen right there. Ella Wolf taking the brunt of it. No foul called, no foul committed. 5:32 on the game clock. Outside of the basketball, Mia Shields on the dribble. She'll move to the left side. She'll basically hand it off to Cameron Rutter. Lady Devil waiting to check in. She's waiting for the dead ball. Waiting for the buzzer. Waiting for the actual whistle. 5:16 on the game clock. Lady Huskies looking for defense to come on out and play. Mia Shields on the dribble. She'll dribble in now. Priest still working at just outside of the arc. This is off. Number 10, Cameron Rutter. She'll dribble left side, bring the ball back out. Working against her is 12, Hallie Wolf. They'll kick it back out. She'll dribble in. That's Mia Shields off the glass. Ready to go. Got her own board. She'll kick it back out top again. 3-point shot on the way. Rims off long for Cameron Rutter. Rebound, Lady Devils. That's number 32, Macy Earl. So the dribble. Left side of the lane. Going to be kicked. Going to be a kick out of bounds. Ball goes out of bounds. Quick reflexes right there by Hamilton Heights. 4:37 on the game clock. Going to be brought in right of the bucket. Going to be brought in by Gibson on the baseline. Number 20, Olivia Spidell. She'll trigger the inbound. But getting in right corner baseline. They get it into 12, Hallie Wolf. She passes the ball around, gets it into West. That's Ashley West. I take that back. Riley West. They're working back out top of the basketball. Working their right side. Behind the arc right there is Ella Wolf. Picking her up, guarding her is Kaylee Roten. Back out top, they'll move the ball around. Tipped away. They come up with the basketball, do the Blue Devils. They go hard to the hoop in the lane. They're going to get the first shot. We're missing Lady Devils in the ballgame with Kaya Money. She went baseline. She went down to the paint. Took a shot. Couldn't get it. Got her own board. Went back up. And got fouled. That foul's whistled on Cameron Leonard. She has two. So we're going to shoot the rest away. Lady Huskies have six. They'll have seven on the next common. First shot up and good. Kaya Money. Kaya Money shooting 83% from the free throw line. She's now 21 for 25. In the ball game, checking back in for the Lady Devils. 32, Macy Earl. Taking a breather for the Lady Devils is number 20 of the DX5L. 24, Kaya Money. She'll get one more. 4:09 left. We're in the second quarter. 12-8. Lady Huskies in front. Second shot is going to go. Rims out. Going to work it to the front court. Lady Huskies gets the rebound. 4:02. Going to work it outside for the basketball. That's number 10, Cameron Rutter. Setting the screen right there. Didn't use it. That was my Kayla Moran. She'll work it left side. Dribble it back outside. Works it right side. Well behind the arc is Mia Shields. Spreading out their offense. Lady Huskies calling out a play. 4:03. 44 clock moving. 12-8 ball game. Working it right side on the dribble. Mia Shields. She'll keep the dribble alive, playing defense. Loosely off the Shields right there. It's 44, Riley West. Riley West, a 5'9" freshman. Out top of the basketball on the dribble, Mia Shields. She'll kick it back out, Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten, backpedal dribble. Picking her up loosely right there is number 4, Ella Wolf. They'll hand off out near the center line and nearly backstep on the line right there. That's Cameron Rutter. She'll approach now. Couple of steps behind the arc. She'll cross over, working right there, working against number 12, Hallie Wolf. Still on the dribbling exhibition is Cameron Rutter. She'll dribble the lane. She'll try to pierce the double team. They'll allow it to happen. Looked like she might have got an extra half a step in there. No foul call. She pierced the double team. She's credited with a bucket. 14-8. 2:45 on the game clock. Ball's in the front court. Lady Devil to the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Rims it around, wouldn't go. Hallie Wolf took the shot. Ball goes out of bounds. It's last touch, couldn't rebound it. Ball goes loose, goes out of bounds, belongs to Gibson. 2:37 left. 14-8 contest. Going to be brought in by the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in by Ella Wolf. She goes the opposite corner. Left corner of baseline right there, 3-point territory. She'll pass it in. Ella Wolf going to go off the glass. Couldn't get the bucket. She's going to pick up, going to draw the foul. And Cameron Lunner going to pick up that foul. And then we'll check the board. Cameron Lunner going to pick up her second in the check that. I thought so. Third foul in the ball game. We're in the second quarter. First half, 2:31 left. Going to go to the foul line once again. Ella Wolf rims around. Wouldn't go. Ella Wolf for the season. We have accurate game stats. We are thankful. Both coaches very kind. Working at the line, 60%. Ella Wolf, second shot up. Rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound by Kayla Moran. She'll dish it off to Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten will bring it across the timeline. 2:23 left. Second quarter, 14-8 contest. Hamilton Heights in front with the ball in the front court. Triple threat available. She'll dribble now. That's Mia Shields. She'll work against Ella Wolf. Back tail dribble. She'll work at left side, deep in the front court by the scores bench. Touches the hands of Hadley Sherry. We're in a right side behind the arc. Triple threat available. She'll dribble. That's Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner working against 24 Kyla Money. Back pedal dribble. She'll bring it back out near the logo, center court. She'll dish off Mina Shields. She'll go off the glass. She'll get the bucket. And haven't seen a call yet, evidently. It's going to be a blocking foul. No. Yeah, it's going to be a blocking foul. Pretty much that offensive foul. You make the bucket, it's not going to count. 1:46 on the game clock. In the ball game for Hamilton Heights is number 13. That's Katie Brown. Katie Brown going to give a breather to Cameron Runner. Katie Brown, also a freshman. She's 5'5". 1:46 left second quarter. At the free throw line, Mia Shields. Mia Shields leads the team with an 86% average. And she gets a three-point play, and I was forgetting about that, too. She jogs off. It's going to be a timeout. Timeout call right here. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll mention 1:46 left. We're in the second quarter, 17-8. Maybe Husky's in front. The game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Chief Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison County since 1997. She specializes in residential and corporate relocations. You can call Lisa. And you can also text message her. The number is 317-513-4086. 317-513-4086. A passion to prove her professionalism, let Lisa surpass your expectations. It'll be brought in from the backcourt, 84 feet away, baseline to baseline. 1:42 on the game clock. Out top, dishing off at Ella Hickok. Should say Del Ella Wolf across the timeline. Out top of the backball, back to Ella Wolf. They go elbow. Left side, Kylie West. Should say West going to drop it inside. Riley West. Going to make a good pass just outside the paint. Going to earn the foul going to the foul stripe. Going to shoot the bonus. One-hand bonus stepping to the stripe. It's going to be number 32, Macy Earl, for the Lady Devils. Foul's whistled on Mia Shields. She picks up her first. First shot up, rims around, wouldn't go. Second lefty I've seen here tonight. Lady Devils checking out a ball game. Number 20, Olivia Spidell. In the ball game for her is number 24, Kaya Money. She'll get one more at the free throw stripe. Minute and a half left here in the second quarter. Rims off and go. Nearly the board for Riley West. She tips it. Picked up there by Michael Moran. 17-8. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace is Cameron Runner. Out top logo. Near the center court line. Working her right there. Defensively is number 4, Ella Wolf. Work it outside. Outside the arc, thought about a shot, brings it back out. That's Katie Roten. They'll get it back out, working the offense again. crossover. Working right there is Cameron Runner. She'll pass it outside about 4 steps behind the arc. Left elbow is raised. And she'll dribble right out top now. Mia Shields, she's going to get caught for a traveling violation. High dribble is going to cause her to get that extra quarter step in. They call the travel. It's a good call. 17-8. I'm not the official. I should mention I don't even have a license. No plan to get one. 53.4. Going to be brought in from the backcourt near the scorer's bench. 17-8. 49 seconds left. Out top of the basketball, going to reset the offense with number 20, Olivia Spidell. Tipped away off the handle. Picked up, touched out right there. That's Kaylee Roten. Gets it to Hadley Carey. Carey going to toss it back, cross-court pass. I'm driving it. Working it in the front court is Mia Shields. Hadley Carey back to Mia. Well behind the arc, being guarded somewhat close to them. The count was being administered right there. I will mention Ella Wolf earning the count. They pass the ball out of there. Moving it around in the front court, Kaylee Roten, 14 seconds left. Looking for defense, coming out to play her is number 44, Riley Wetz. On the dribble, Kaylee Roten, stationary dribble, still approach now, 4 seconds, 3 seconds left, 2, 1, she's going to lose her footing. They're going to call a trip, trip right there. Tripped over the foot, that's a very unfortunate foul call. Very unfortunate, that's the best I can say. 0.5 left. She's going to earn a trip to the stripe. They're going to whistle this foul on Riley West. She's got 2. Team foul number 9. Hamilton Heights with 8 thus far here in the first half. Taking a breather right now is going to be Ella Wolf. Going to be the one and bonus. First shot up. Wouldn't go. Wouldn't go, rightfully so. That's not a bad way to end the half. Couldn't get the bucket. It's 17-8. Lady Huskies take a lead to the locker room. Both teams going to exit right now. Going to the locker room. And then we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by TripsAndFixers.com. Since 1983, great cars, great trucks, and great prices, along with great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have 2 Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana, 46038. The second location is Fritz and Noblesville. That's at 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. And we'll also mention that location is between Westfield and Noblesville, right there along State Road 32. We'll mention, explore their quality used car inventory at FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. This game also, in part, being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto is here in Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires. And now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. They also restore plastic cars and trucks. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. You can check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find them, just go to Arcadia, take Howard Avenue, go west into T Road, and they are located behind the Arcadia ballpark. We're going to talk right now. I'm going to take this headset off. We're going to chat right now with the 3 guys I am familiar with. And we're going to take this out one moment. We're going to talk right now. Grady Carpenter's right here. We're going to talk to Nolan Swan. We're going to talk to Nate Powell. Tell you what, guys, I feel pretty short.
standing here amongst you guys. How you doing, Nate?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for asking. How about you, Mr. Juan?
Doing good.
Tell you are. And I'm Grady Carpenter. You're taller than Nate?
Yeah, I'm trying to get keep growing, you know?
The pituitary gland is working. You're just a freshman. So what, you guys had a game last night. You're going to get Northwestern. So what, that game was tougher than you might have thought, wasn't it, Nolan?
Yeah, it was really physical. Wasn't expecting that.
Very good. So what, you guys are probably over there in the cheer block. Pretty nice renovation here at Hamilton Heights High School. Would you not believe that?
It is. I really like it here. Looks good.
That's so. I tell you what, Grady, you shoot the three ball pretty good from each corner. I tell you what, last night, how many three balls did you get?
I think I had two. I like that left corner.
That's very good. You got to learn to like the right corner, too. So, I tell you what, pretty good game here at halftime. I tell you what, both these teams, you know they want to win. Why would they want to do anything else, Nate?
It's a rivalry game. Big game for them.
Oh, that's so. I said, well, you guys got you got Paper Titans coming up this week. I don't know much about them. We'll check it out. Do you know anything about that, Nolan?
I know they got one really good player, Bobby Vanette. Well, no, we got to look to shut him down if we want to win.
I'm glad you know that, because I got four threes that you would know that. I tell you what, Grady Carpenter, you get the starter. You're a freshman. You having a good time starting as a freshman at the varsity level?
Yeah, it's been fun, a good experience, and we got a lot of work to do.
So I don't know about that, but anyway, I wasn't much of a basketball player, probably will never be, but I tell you what, these girls are playing hard, and you never know what's going to happen, but you don't want to see a girl get in foul trouble in a game like this, Nolan.
No, you do not. That could be a killer to any team's momentum.
Oh, Nate has sat down in his games with two fouls. Coach Cliff Hawkins trying to get those fouls at a minimum. Don't want that third foul in the first half.
Yeah, it kind of killed us last night when Nolan and I picked up our second fouls and we had to both get taken out, but Coach Hawkins decided to put us in right away after that.
That was pretty good. Nolan working his underhanded scoop shot right there in the lane. He got that one without the backboard.
Yeah, shot my practice a lot in practice, and I was just working on my game.
That feels good. Grady Carpenter brings the ball across the sideline. I tell you what, that's a pretty good way to go. You don't take a whole lot of time, but sometimes you do.
Oh, yeah. Cliff wants us, to push the ball, make the other team get back on defense, so trying to push it and look at the floor for my guys.
That feels good. I tell you what, Nate, they last night I was watching your free throw shooting. I was pretty much impressed.
It's getting a little better. We've been practicing for about 2 weeks now, and we've been doing a couple of drills and stuff. I think it's helped a lot for everybody, but me and Grady mostly. We went 7-for-8 the other night. It helped us a lot.
I've noticed you guys play together. You gel together. Pretty unselfish team.
Yeah, we all just like each other a lot, work really hard, and just know where to be at the right times and just pass the ball well.
Sounds good. Grady Carpenter, I tell you what, you inside out play, Nate is pretty much your brother.
Yeah, I love Nate. Getting the ball inside, he's always looking for us shooters on the outside, knows we're going to knock him down.
Say, well, you guys got a game coming up this weekend. Come in against a 4A school. You can't think about that. It's 5-on-5. You're going to be at Kokomo going against the Wildcats.
It's going to be a big game for us. They're very athletic, and then they have 6'10", Flory Badunga. He's pretty good. Young kid, sophomore. We just got to shut him down, and Shane Spears, too. He's a pretty good shooter. Then I think we'll be set.
I said, well, Noah, you might know this, but was it a couple years ago you played there? A couple years ago, some of you guys I saw it on Internet TV, kind of like what's across the gym for right here, Pepsi Network right here, Pepsi Sports Network. But did you watch that game, or were you there?
I was there. My brother was playing. We were ahead the whole game and then lost it in the fourth quarter. But if we get there, we're looking to seal the deal if we get an opposition.
I know this year you're going to host a sectional. I mean, really, you're hosting a sectional, but you got to think about it as just a game in a gym.
Yeah, we do. We got to come out ready to play, but it's always nice to be at home with our fans there ready to go.
I checked out last night. Last night, I don't know if you heard this or knew this, but class 3A sectional 40 that Northwestern belongs to, they have 7 teams in their sectional, and 5 of them are Hoosier Conference teams.
Wow, that's going to be tough for Northwestern, but they're a pretty solid team, and I think that'll be a really good sectional.
Very much so. So what they're jogging out right now, you guys are blessed, and I appreciate you guys. I'm going to do some work here. I call it work. I try hard. But Nolan, I appreciate you being with us. Grady, Nate, Desmond.
Yes.
So thanks a lot. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Have a good time.
Thank you.
You got that. Yeah. Take care. So that is part of the Tipton Blue Devil team. They are kind gentlemen, just like the gentlemen on every team. Pretty much, you know they are. So 2:04 o'clock rolling down, and we're going to take a moment and plug this back in. One moment, please. Okay. Blue Devil, Lady Devils are back out on the surface. They're taking some warm-up shots. They're using a couple lines to get that done. Lady Huskies back out on the floor. They're going to shoot around at their leisure. 1:35 left here in intermission. They'll buzz the horn at the one-minute mark. They use that one-minute mark as a start button for a one-minute timeout. And they'll be back out on the floor here in about a minute, 19 seconds. We do thank you for listening. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com beginning in 2008. PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. First buzzer sounds. They buzz it at the one-minute mark. And they'll work it right there. And they're going to take a seat right now and get some more chalk talk. And we do thank you for listening. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by the Blue Devil Boilermaker. A special thank you to Secret Support Sponsor from this season's Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. This sponsor attended grades K-12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana, to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the Blue Devil basketball team and this contest right here at Hamilton Heights. They're going to inbound the basketball. Brought in by the Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, that's the Lady Devils. Brought in right there to Ella Wolf. She'll work at her inside right elbow to Tram. That's Ashley Tram. They'll bounce it back out behind the arc. Touches the hands of Abigail Parker. Touches the hands of Olivia Spidell. Now back outside to reset the offense is Ella Wolf. 7:38 on the game clock. Well behind the arc, they'll move the ball around in the front court. 17-8, Lady Huskies by 9. 7:29 left here in the third quarter. They'll bounce back in. It'll be deflected. It'll be off the fingertips, I should say, number 32. It'll go out of bounds. 7:26, Lady Huskies get the ball back. Going to walk it to the timeline. Going to pick her up at half court. That's Ella Wolf with the basketball, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble by. She'll go right side outside the paint. Couldn't get the bucket down her own board. Saves the basketball. They'll reset the offense. Out top, Hadley Carey. Works it right side deep behind the arc near the scoreboard area. I should say, right there with the basketball out top, number 10, Cameron Runner. Guarding her closely is Olivia Spidell. 6:52 on the game clock. They're working around the perimeter. Right side, Ella Hickok. Back to Hadley, now back to Ella. Ella on the dribble by the scorer's bench. Working the left side behind the arc, Mia Shields. She'll toss it down low, high pass, giving to Michaela, inside out play. They'll move it around right side to Hadley Carey. She'll bring the ball back out. She'll reset the offense left side. Working against her is Ella Wolf. They're working behind the arc. Shot on the way, wouldn't go. Shot taken by number 4, that's Mia Shields. Mia Shields couldn't get the shot. Rebound, Lady Devils. They're in the front court. Behind the arc. On the dribble. Left elbow.
She'll bounce it down low to Schramm. Schramm dribbles once. Pulls it out of there. No call. And looking for the 3-second violation, they might have called that. 6:06 left. Going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. Adley Sherry going to take a breather. He'll bring the ball up from the backcourt. Crossing the timeline is Ella Hickok. So they'll work it from right there on the dribble baseline, bring it back out. It's number 10, Cameron Leonard. She gets the ball back from Kaylee Roten. She'll work it out top of the circle, being guarded by 45, Ashley Schramm. Ashley Schramm, 6'3". She'll work it back in. Ashley Schramm, just a junior. Tipped away, going to be stolen by Tipton. Going the other direction is Abigail Parker. Parker for two. She goes off the glass. Basically a pick two, not a pick six. 2-point bucket good for Abigail Parker. 17-10, 5:20 left here in the third quarter. On the dribble out top. 3-point shot on the way from Cameron Leonard. She got it. 3-point shot good. 20-10, 10-point leader for the Lady Huskies. 5:04 on the game clock. On the dribble, Ella Walsh across the timeline. Left-handed dribble, so kick it back to Abigail Parker. She'll work it out top near the center line. We're working right there on the stationary dribble. Playing loosely off her is Cameron Leonard. They'll work it right side back out top to Parker. Working left side, Ella Wolf. To Schramm, left elbow. She'll go inside. She's just outside the paint. Tall pass, tries to get it on the baseline, trying to get it to 32, Macy Earl. 4:40 left here in the third quarter. 10-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. They'll bring it from the backcourt, brought in by Kaylee Roten, crossing the timeline at a dribble pace. Trot pace right there. Sophomore, number 2, Ella Hickok. Works it right side behind the arc. She'll dribble now. Kaylee Roten. She'll get it back to Cameron Runner. Going against Runner is Olivia Spidell. Back pedal dribble, slow dribble. She'll work it outside the arc, right side in front of the Lady Huskies bench. Ella Hickok passes it back out top. She'll drive the lane. That's Cameron Runner. She'll go off the glass. She'll get the bucket. She'll get fouled. She'll shoot one more. 4:12 left. Third quarter. 22-10. Going to have a quick huddle over there with Coach Sherry. She's got one shot. She'll release the huddle back out to the floor. 3-point play good for Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner at the free throw stripe shooting 77%. Entering this ball game, she entered this game, she shot 44 for 57. 4:02 on the game clock. Going to be a blocking foul. That was Ella Wolf. She's taking advantage of this moving feet. Right there by Mia Shields, right there in front of Coach West and the Lady Devils. 23-10. We're going to outside the arc. With the pass ball out top, Ella Wolf. So dribble right side. Working her defensively is Cameron Runner. Back to Ella out top. Touches the hands of Macy Earl to get it back again. She'll work it down low. Get into Schramm to go off the glass. 2-point bucket. Use that rim as a defender really well. That's Ashley Schramm for two. 23-12. The dribble left side, elbow right side of Michaela Moran. So dribble once. Trying to get it to Cameron Runner. They're going to say it was tipped. They're going to say that ball was tipped. I can't say that I see the same, but they're going to give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. So the ball's going to be brought in from the cross from the scores bench. The referee going to give the explanation to Coach West. That it was off the hand. They're going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. 23-12. 3:20 left. Third quarter. Lady Huskies in front with the ball in the front court. Working it back behind the arc there. Here we go to the corner. Ella Hickok for three. Got the bucket. Hickok, left corner baseline. Ella Hickok shooting 31% behind the arc. Timeout called. Lady Devils. 3:03 left. Third quarter. Lady Huskies in front. 26-12. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies.
You can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround, prices low. So low, you'll want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone at 317-773-7391. Online, NobleGrillsTrophies.com. So second buzzer, Sam's going to get a sheet tie out on the surface. They'll work it from right there. A little miniature huddle right here. They'll release it. They'll go back out. Going to start play once again. Going to be the tipping Lady Devil's going to bring it from the backcourt. It's going to be triggered in by 20, Olivia Spidell. To slam, cross-court pass, 132, Macy Earl. Crossing the timeline right there with the basketball. Setting up the offense out top is Ella Wolf. They'll work it to bring the ball back out. Setting up the center court right there is Abigail Parker. They'll work it left and right. Now work it left again to Olivia Spidell. Back out top to Parker. Elbow right side to Wolf. She'll work it down low on the block to Schramm. That's Ashley Schramm. She'll try to go baseline. It's going to be a blocking foul on the Lady Huskies. 26-12. You know, what's the foul, Hamilton Heights? It's going to be on Michaela Moran. She's going to pick up number 3 in the ballgame. 26-12. Entering the ballgame is going to be Riley Rich. Taking a breather is 32, Macy Earl. Going to be brought in less than the bucket on the baseline. The trigger lady is Olivia Spidell. She gets it into Ella Wolf. Wolf going to drive the lane. Shot wouldn't go. Got her own board. It's going to be a foul call. They're going to whistle this foul on Katie Roten. Katie Roten just going after the basketball. Going to bump bodies right there with Ella Wolf. So Katie Roten has 2. Team foul number 3 for the Huskies, Lady Huskies. Team foul number 2 for the Lady Devils, I should say, thus far. Left of the bucket on the baseline, Ella Wolf brings it in. Abigail Parker. 2:26 left. We're in the third quarter. 26-12. Lady Huskies driving the lane. Maybe it's going to be a shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by Abigail Parker. Rebound secured there by Ashley Schramm. She goes back up. She gets fouled. She'll shoot 2. They're going to whistle this foul on Mia Shields. She picks up number 3. Mia Shields number 4 in the lineup. Going to call back the substitution. Just go Sherry. First shot good for Ashley Schramm. She'll get one more. Ashley Schramm shooting 79% from the free throw stripe. Entered this game 54 for 68. Shot on the way, got both of them. 2:20 left. Third quarter, 26-14. Lady Huskies by 12. Lady Huskies crossing the timeline with the basketball. Behind the arc on the dribble now, baseline. Mia Shields can bring it back out opposite side. They're working around the perimeter. Kaylee Roten works it on around to help Ella Hitchcock. They're going to work it inside, trying to get it into Michaela Moran. Going to be a whistle and a foul. They're going to whistle this foul. We'll double check. It's going to be whistle on the Lady Huskies. Hadley Sherry going to re-enter the ballgame. Taking a breather is Michaela Moran. Michaela Moran picks up her 4th foul in the ballgame. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. 26-14. Crossing the timeline on the dribble pace. Number 4, Ella Wolf. She'll work it right side behind the arc. Ashley Schramm being guarded there by Mia Shields. They'll work it left side. Bounce pass behind the arc. Ella Wolf. She'll go baseline. Baseline drive. She dishes it to the opposite corner. Behind the arc and be a foul call. Looks like it's going to be a blocking foul whistled on Hamilton Heights. We'll double check who that is on. It's going to be on Mia Shields. Mia Shields is going to pick up her 4th foul in this ballgame. 1:40 left. 26-14. Brought in left of the bucket by Ella Wolf. She'll get out behind the arc. She'll hand off to Abigail Parker. Inside out play.
3-point shot, where'd he go for Ella Wolf? Tipped away, last touch by Hamilton Heights. So the Lady Devils will shoot the ball in the front court. Taking a breather for the Lady Huskies is Mia Shields. Mia Shields will get down with 4 fouls. Gonna be a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Lady Devils calling a timeout. They're gonna call it a 30-second timeout. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Atlanta, Indiana, 46030. 185 West Main Street. That's the Choo Choo Cafe. Choo Choo Cafe, your home away from home. We cook everything to order. They sure do. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and bakery. They got dinner also. You can check out their fresh bakery. They bake to order also. The Choo Choo Cafe, they have private events and catering. You can dine in or take out. You can reach them by phone at 765-292-2088. And extended business hours beginning February 1st. They're open now, but they're going to extend their business hours on February 1st. It's going to be pretty much a 9 to 8, but not every day. I believe it's going to be, don't quote me, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 9 to 8. Don't have those notes in front of me. Look them up on the web. Google the Choo Choo Cafe. And also, don't forget Mr. Muffin's Train Shop just a block away at 177 Main, West Main Street, Atlanta. They're going to inbound the basketball left of the bucket on the baseline. Going to be triggered in, number 20, Olivia Spidell. She gets it into Ella Wolf. Wolf trying to pass on the baseline. Picked up right there out of the air by Cameron Runner. Ella Wolf going to guard Runner. Working elbow. That is a good matchup. They're working it back outside. 118 on the game clock. Straight away. With the basketball, she'll have the triple threat available. That's Katie Roten. She'll pack pedal dribble now near the center circle. Right there guarding her out top is Ashley Schramm. 6'3" junior. 1 minute left here in the third quarter. 26-14. Lady Huskies in front. But we're getting way behind the arc right there. Passing in, touches the hands of Hadley Cherry. Back out to Ella Hickok. She'll work her right side in front of the scores bench in the front court. Number 10, Cameron Runner. She'll begin her dribble. She's going to be picked up right now by Olivia Spidell. She'll dribble left side. She'll backtail dribble back out. She'll go forward again. She'll bring the ball back out. 32 seconds left in the third on the dribble spin move. Elbow right side going to be a blocking foul. Pretty good foot movement. You got to admit that. Lady Devil, number 20, Olivia Spidell, going to pick up the foul. 28.1 left. Riley Wetz going to re-enter the game. I believe Kaya Money back in the game, taking a breather for the Lady Devils. Olivia Spidell and Ashley Schramm. 28.1 left. Brought in the front court in front of the Husky bench. Cameron Runner passes to the backcourt. Picked up there across the timeline now is Ella Hickok on the dribble. Working against her is Hallie Wolf. Foot for foot. 17 seconds left. On the dribble, center circle. Nearly the back step. Got to know where I lined that. 10 seconds left. 26-14 to the corner. Mia Shields back out top. They'll bounce it. 3 seconds left on the dribble. On the drive, Abby Cherry off the glass and in. Left-handed shot. Abby Cherry for 2. We'll go to the third quarter break. Third quarter break. Lady Huskies in front. 28-14. And we'll mention a little bit about the Indiana Pacers. Can't forget those Indiana Pacers. Indiana Pacers, they had a game last night. They went against the Phoenix Suns. They were at the Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. It was a 7 o'clock start. The Phoenix Suns got the win, 112-94. Pacers will be in action Monday. Monday could be a 3:30 start time. It's gonna be, you probably catch it on Valley Sports Indiana. Or radio, 93.5 or 107.5, the Fan. That game's going to happen in Los Angeles. Los Angeles Clippers is going to host the Pacers on Monday, the 17th. And I believe
I'm pretty sure, I'm 100% sure, the Harlem Globetrotters are going to be in town, Indianapolis. Probably the Gainesville Steelhouse, they'll be there tomorrow. Look that up. Google them, and you'll find out. And it's a pretty entertaining way to spend an afternoon watching the Harlem Globetrotters. And you know, they've had girls on their team, and they're just as almost good. Just kidding. Find out. 8 minutes left. 8 minutes in regulation, we'll say. Fourth quarter will be brought in from half court. It's going to belong to the Lady Huskies. It'll be brought in by Nina Shields. Gretz gives her the ball. She'll bounce it. She'll take it to the front court. She'll get it into Cameron Runner. She'll go baseline. She'll bring the ball back out. Triple team almost right there. Working the right side. Cuts in the hands of Hickok. Back to Hadley Carey. Now back to Runner. Runner on the dribble. Working circles right here on the dribbling exhibition. Going to be a foul call. Trying to get the ball back right there. Then a whistle foul on the Lady Devils. We're going to whistle this one on 15. Abigail Parker. Abby Parker picks up her third foul in the ballgame. 28-14. Lady Huskies in front. Can be brought in from the score pit. Barely in the front court by Nina Shields. They'll work it in. They'll work it back around. That's in the hands of Hadley Carey. She'll get it to Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten going to dribble. Will be a blocking foul right here near the center line. You're going to whistle a foul on the Lady Devils. It's number 12, Hallie Wolf. Hallie Wolf going to pick up her first foul in the ballgame. A team foul number 5 for the Lady Devils. Lady Huskies with 6 thus far in the second half. Bounce pass, they're working around. With the dribble, right there, Mia Shields trying to make a pass. It's going to be tipped by the Lady Devil, goes out of bounds. Lady Huskies will keep it in the front court. It's going to be brought in front of the Lady Husky bench. 7:24 left in the third quarter, bring it in to Cameron Runner. They toss it out top to Ella Hickok. Back to Runner. Runner going to get it to Hickok again. It's going to be a foul called. Mia Shields was going to take the pass. Started to dart up the lane. It's going to be a blocking foul. Whistled. Foul's whistled on Abby Parker. She'll pick up number 4. Both teams with 6 fouls in the second half will shoot the bonus the rest of the way on the common foul. Till 10, if 10 shows up. 7:12 on the game clock. Outside into the center circle, Ella Hickok gets it to Cameron Runner. She'll pick up her dribble. She'll pass off now. Mia Shields down low. Off the paint. 2-point bucket off the glass. Hadley Carey. That's a good feed inside. A good look. 6:54. 6:54 on the game clock. 30-14. Lady Huskies in front. They'll work it right side. Behind the arc, they'll go off the glass. Left-handed. Off the glass, that's Ella Wolf. Ella Wolf averaging 14.1 a ball game. She gets 2 right there. 6:34, we're in the fourth quarter. Going to be a pump foul in the front court. They're going to whistle a foul on the Lady Devils. They're going to call it a holding foul. Foul's going to be whistled. And a runner going through the stripe. So she'll go to the stripe right there. Lady Devils 4 on the lane. Schramm and Hallie Wolf will switch positions diagonally. No Huskies on the lane. First shot rimmed out. Wouldn't go. Fighting to get aboard. And got it. Is number 10, Cameron Runner. She didn't leave till it hit the rim. She went in there, got it. Put the shot up, got fouled again. This time she'll shoot twice. 6.5 minutes left. Fourth quarter, 30-16. Sub waiting to check in for the Lady Devils. Cameron Runner gets the first one. Back in the ball game for the Lady Devils. Number 20, Olivia Seidel. Taking a breather for the Lady Devils is 24, Kaya Money. Second shot on the way. Good. Cameron Runner. Bring in down the basketball. Goes left side with it. Brought in there by Hallie Wolf. She gets the ball back from Olivia Seidel. To Schramm. So she'll pass across the timeline left side to Seidel. Baseline. Hallie Wolf out top.
Abby Parker. 2-point land wouldn't go, short off the rim. Rebound Buckler picked up by Hallie Wolf. She'll pitch off to Abby Parker. She gets a bucket off the glass. 32-18. 6:02 left here in the fourth quarter. On the dribble front court, Ella Hitchcock. She'll work her right side behind the arc right there. It's number 20. Haley Roten, they're going to throw the ball away. It wasn't Haley. The ball gets loose. It's picked up by the Lady Devils. They'll go the distance. Going to be a blocking foul. Driving hard through the hoop in the lane right there was Abigail Parker. Takes a left-handed shot floater right there, underhanded scoop shot off the glass. And I'm going to shoot the double shooting. Double two shots going to be awarded to Abigail Parker. And foul whistled on Ellen Hitchcock. She'll pick up her second. Left-handed floater, first one good. Back in the ball game, we're going to see Riley Wetz. Riley Wetz back in the game. Taking a breather is Ashley Scram. 5:46 left. 32-19. Basketball is in the hands of the shooter. Now they're going to let her in. Michaela Moran is going to... Technical foul going to be whistled here in the gymnasium. 5:46 left. They're going to shoot the foul shot. It's probably empty lane for Abigail Parker. She's going to shoot a couple of times. It's going to be the foul shot awarded first. So they're talking it over right now. 5:46 left. 32-19. Abigail Parker going to get the basketball across to her. She'll shoot a couple. Take that pass. Here we go. She got the first. Actually, she got both of them. She'd already shot one. She got both of them. Nothing but net. Abigail Parker. 32-20. Abigail Parker going to take a swig of H2O. At the other end, two shots for the technical foul shot is Cameron Leonard. She rolls around the rim and got the first. Now pass from the official. She'll get one more. Shot up and good. 5:46 left. 34-20. It's almost like shooting a couple free throws. Almost. Real close, because the Lady Huskies would have had the ball out anyway after the two made shots from Abigail Parker. They're going to talk this over timeout on the surface. They're sitting, so that means it's a 60-second timeout. And I'm going to mention to you, REO Speedwagon Sticks and Loverboy. They're going to be at Ruoff Music Center in Noblesville, Indiana. They're going to be there. That'll be a tour stop. And they'll be there June the 10th. When that weather gets nicer, June the 10th, not that it isn't nice now to some people, but June the 10th, 2022, REO, Sticks and Loverboy. Get your tickets now. They are on sale. They're on sale. You can pick up your tickets now. And they're going to start out their tour May 31st. It'll be in Michigan. We'll drive up there. Not too far. 5:46 left. Second buzzer sounds. Could be brought in by the Lady Huskies across from the scores bench. Could bring the ball in. That's Mia Shields. Everybody guarded by Tipton. Could bring it in. Get it into Ella Hitchcock. She'll work it down low. Tipped away. Picked up by Michaela Moran. Work it out top. Ella Hitchcock. Hitchcock on the dribble. They'll work at free throw line. With the basketball, Mia Shields is going to be a bump foul. Bump foul right there. Mia Shields in the process of a dribble. And I'm picking up the foul right here for Tipton is number 12, Hallie Wolf. 5:33 on the game clock. Pulling up right-handed shooter, Mia Shields. Three players getting ready to check in after the shot. Rims off, wouldn't go. Mia Shields from the strike. She's shooting 86%. 31 for 36. Little offense defense substitution right here for Coach Chad West. 5:33 on the game clock. second shot opportunity for Mia Shields. Shot up and good. 35-20. Lady Huskies in front. Ball's in the front court. Moving the ball around. Going to be tipped away and stolen by the Lady Huskies in the Tipton Blue Devil front court. 5:22 on the game clock. Going to go drive baseline. And Mia Shields, good save right there. Abigail Parker caught that ball on the baseline, point blank, and right now saves the basketball back to teammate Lady Devils out top of the basketball. That's Spidell. She'll work it to the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Rimmed off, would go. Shot taken by Hallie Wolf. It caroms off. It's last touched by a Lady Husky. Going to belong to the Tipton Lady Devils. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in by Ella Wolf. Looking to bring it in. Left-handed in. Gets it into slam. She'll drive the paint now. Going to be a blocking foul. Blocking foul is going to be whistled on 24, Hadley Cherry. Doesn't help to really plead your case, but sometimes the referee will give you an explanation. 5:01 left here in the fourth quarter. Waiting at the scores bench will come in now. That's Michaela Moran. Little offense defense there. Taking a breather. 24, Hadley Cherry. 35-20. Checking out the ball game, getting a breather, Abigail Parker. Back in the ball game, I believe, is Kaya Money, 24. Shot on the way, would go, actually Schramm, runs out long, rebound, Michaela Moran. 35-20, both in the backcourt can be brought up. Crossing the timeline on the dribble is Cameron Runner. Working behind the arc, going to get it to Mia Shields. In the ball game for the Lady Huskies is Kaylee Roten. Touches her hands, back out to Cameron. Cameron on the dribble, going to draw the foul. Foul's going to be whistled on 24, Kaya Money. Kaya Money, a 5'7 sophomore. Lady Husky waiting at the scores bench. First shot for Cameron Runner, rims around, falls in. Back in the game for the Lady Huskies, 24, Happy Cherry. Taking a breather, stepping down is Michaela Moran. 4:46 left in the fourth. Second shot up and good. Cameron Runner, 37-20. Ball's in the front court, Abigail Parker. She gets the ball back, tries to Hallie Wolf. It's a quick feet of Cameron Runner, going to keep the ball. It's deemed as intentional, so they'll bring the ball in. 4:39 on the game clock in the front court, barely. Bring the ball in, Abigail Parker. She'll get it into Ella Wolf. Jump stop right there. She nailed it. Crucial shot, ready to go. Got the rebound. Put it back up and in. 2-point bucket for wow. Ella Wolf lost her shoe. She ran right out of her shoe. I do see a lot of these girls, even boys, wearing low tops. That's okay if you like them. Some wear three-quarter high tops, and you haven't seen a lot of high tops anymore. That ankle is special and impressive. 4:26, and a steal in the front court of Hamilton Heights. Picked up there, credit to steal, 24, Kaya Money. To the right corner baseline, Schramm, who stepped in front of the arc, taking two, wouldn't go. Rebound, Sparkboard, going to be a foul, they're going to whistle it. On the rebound, it's going to be whistled against the Lady Devils. Going to be brought in right there, they're going to walk the distance. Shoot the one-and bonus. 4:13 left here in the fourth quarter. Got three waiting at the scores bench. Bounce pass to Mia Shields. Mia Shields going to get the one-and bonus. We'll see. First shot up and good. She'll earn the second one back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. It's 24 Hadley Cherry. Back in the game for the Lady Devils is Ashley Schramm. 4:13 left. Philippians. 38-22. Second shot up and good. That's Magnus. Two at the stripe right there for number four, Mia Steele. To the front court with the basketball. Blue Devils. Out top on the dribble is Abigail Parker. Works to the left side. Behind the arc. She'll take a three. That's 12. Hallie Wolf. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Karams picked up by Cameron Runner.
She's in the front court now, back to Hadley Carey. Now back out. They'll move it to Ella Hickok, back to Carey. They'll go skip pass. Mia Shields. Mia Shields will give the ball to the official. Timeout called. 30-second timeout called by the Lady Devils. We'll mention those Indianapolis Colts. Indianapolis Colts are going to send 7 guys to the Pro Bowl. Those guys are going to send Ryan Kelly, Jonathan Taylor, Quentin Nelson, Luke Rhodes, DeForest Buckner, Darius Leonard, Kenny Moore the second. And we'll mention this game right here. It's the only game taking place in the Hoosier Conference today for the girls' variety. And I understand last night the boys got the win right here versus LaPel. And I understand the Tipton boys got the win at Tipton versus Northwestern. So they're going to enter the ball right here. 3:48 left. Final girl jogs on the floor. Going to be brought in the front court by Mia Shields. She'll toss it in back court to Mikayla Moran. She'll pick it up at the top of the circle. In the back, she hands off, dishes off to Ella Hickok, who worked at left side behind the arc. That's Mia Shields back out top. Way out top, Cameron Runner, she'll dribble. Could look to foul her, couldn't get the foul made. Saving the basketball from going over and back with Mia Shields. Almost an over, back to Mia Shields. It's going to be Ella Wolf all alone off the glass. Good hands and a good steal. She goes the distance. She went half court. 39-24. Going to be a foul whistle in the front court. Lady Devils are going to put Lady Husky at the foul line. Mia Shields going to shoot the double bonus. Taking a breather, 3:17 left, fourth quarter, 39-24. Now 40-24, Mia Shields at the stripe. Taking a breather for Hamilton Heights. Offense defense strategy right there for Coach Cherry. Taking a breather is Mikayla Moran. Back in the ballgame is Hadley Cherry. 3:17 left. 40-24, Mia Shields, second shot. Only one Husky on the lane is Cameron Runner. 4 Lady Devils. He gets both up, both of them. 41-24. Dribbling across the timeline, going to be number 20. She'll pass it across. That's Abigail, at 20, Olivia Spidell. She'll get into Abigail Parker. They're going to check on her. The drive to the hoop right there. Be a blocking foul. We'll hope the best. We'll get her back up. And athletic trainer Dan Clifton right there. She's made it. She's at the baseline. She watches everything. She keeps track of what's going on. And she was right there right now if she was going to be needed. So she stands up. She rubs her head to him. Puts that hair back up in a somewhat bun ponytail. That was Kaylee Roten. She drew the foul. She didn't get the block. I said, yeah, back, she blocked. I said, set up for the block. She didn't. But anyway, I feel like that was me getting hit. But anyway, she'll pick up the foul. She's got 3. Kaylee Roten, she's fine now. She is a trooper. She's the only junior on the Lady Huskies team. First shot taken good from Abigail Parker. 3:08 left, 4 Huskies on the lane, 2 Lady Devils. 3:08 left, 41-26. Abigail Parker back to the stripe. She's shooting above 50%, close to that 60 ratio, rims off, wouldn't go. Going back the other direction on the, with the board. Could be a traveling violation. Mia Shields. They're going to see if a timeout was called prior to, evidently. So they're going to talk together, and they'll see what the call is going to be. We'll double check. Timeout is granted. Looks like they're going to enforce the traveling violation. I believe when we come back, Tipton will have the basketball right in front of their bench. 3:03 left. Full timeout on the surface. And again, we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana.
That's 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, they're huge on ensuring that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by telephone, 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. A locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve, and that is Gene's Auto Parts in Cicero. Second buzzer sounds, 303 left. Fourth quarter, 41-25. I take that back. They're going to credit the timeout before the traveling violation. Going to be inbound by the Lady Huskies from the backcourt, sidecourt, in front of the Blue Devils bench. Working it all the way to the hoop right there. Going to be a blocking foul call. That's Cameron Runner. She was going coast to coast. She went left side. Trying to set up, draw the charge right there. Lady Blue Devil. We're going to whistle that one on 44, Riley Wett. She's got three. Two shots at the stripe. Wouldn't get the first one. Cameron Runner. Back in the ballgame, Abigail Parker and Ashley Tram. Taking a breather, Riley Wett and Kaya Money. 2:57 left. 41-25. Shot in the air, got the second. Got the back end of a two-shot foul. That was Cameron Runner. 42-25. They're working across the timeline with the pass. They're working into Abigail Parker. She'll go across the lane to get it to Ellie Wolf, and she'll dish it back to Spidell. Spidell takes a jump shot at the free throw line. Fighting for the board right there. Going to be a jump ball. Ashley Tram locking it up. Might have been Ella Hickok. I was blocked by another gal, but going to be a jump ball. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give it back to Tipton. Substitution entering the ballgame, going to be number 42, Michaela Moran, 6'3" senior. So they're working in, right there, straddling the line of out top, the three-point line. Ashley Tram, so Bishop left side, shouting away, would go. Shot taken, three-point land, Olivia Spidell. Going to be a block foul, reaching in, trying to get the ball out of there. Lady Husky's going to walk the distance, they'll shoot the double bonus. The whistle is foul on the Lady Devils. Sub waiting to check in. They're going to whistle is foul on 12, Hallie Wolf. Hallie Wolf has four in the ballgame. Mia Shields is going to shoot the double bonus. 2:28 left, 42-25. First shot up and good. Substitution, Lady Huskies, Hadley Carey back in. Michaela Moran taking a breather. 2:28 on the game clock. Few dribbles out there, maybe five or six. Shot on the in the air, wouldn't go. That was Mia Shields. She got the front end, couldn't get the back end. 2:23 left. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say a last touch. Lady Devils. We see substitutions back in. Riley Wex back in the ballgame along with Kaya Money for Tipton. Back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies is Michaela Moran, taking a breather, Abigail Parker, and Ashley Tram for the Tipton Lady Devils. 2:22 left. They're trying to work it across here. No foul called. They're going to let that one go, evidently. Hard decision. I wouldn't doubt it. That was a hard decision. But going to be a full 60-second timeout. 2:17 left, 43-25. We're at Hamilton Heights High School, girls basketball, varsity variety, right here. And getting ready for, say what, that sectional is not far away. That sectional is going to happen February 1st through February 5th. Tipton Lady Devils will be at Eastbrook High School. The Lady Huskies will be at Yorktown High School. It's going to be the 47th annual IHSAA Girls Basketball State Tournament. The parity show not yet decided.
I do believe it's going to be on radio. It's going to be on the IHSAA Sports Network. And it's going to be February 1st through the 5th. It's going to cost $6 to get in per session, or you can buy a $10 pass to get in for the duration of that sectional. It's going to be brought in front of the scores bench. Brought in by Mia Shields, trying to get in. It's going to have trouble saving the basketball from going out of bounds. Is about it from the into the hands right now of Seidel. In the front court, tipped in Lady Devils. 2:08 left. To the corner, tipped, and a good catch right there. Kataya Money. Ball's on the floor, going to be a jump ball. 2 minutes left on the game clock. Alternate possession arrow, they're going to give it to the Blue, excuse me, they're going to give it to the Lady Huskies. Alternate possession arrow, it's going to be brought in from the backcourt. It's going to be full court pressure. It's going to be brought in by Mia Shields. 43-25, Lady Huskies in front. They get into Cameron Runner, back to Shields. Back to Cameron Runner, trying to get across the timeline. She'll get across on the dribble. She'll go free throw line. She'll kick it right side to Ellie Hickok. Back tail dribble, Ellie Hickok. She'll dribble in. They'll go to the corner, catches the hands of Kaylee Rupton. Immediately back behind her, Cameron Runner. Catches the hands of Ellie Hickok. Gets it inside to Michaela Moran. Back to Cameron Runner. Works it behind the arc. Ball's in the hands on the dribble. Shortly right there. Ellie Hickok works it to Mia Shields. Back to Hickok. Bump right there. No call. They'll work the elbow right side. It's Michaela Moran. She'll go baseline corner to Kaylee Rupton. And they're moving around the perimeter. Keeping the ball moving. Finally going to be a foul committed. Difficult way to go as a defender. But they were doing a mighty fine job. 1:16 left. Could be a foul whistle. They're going to call this one on Spidell. It's Olivia Spidell. She picks up number 3. First shot up and good. Mia Shields at the free throw stripe. Substitution back in the game for the Lady Devils. 15, Abigail Parker. 45, Ashley Schramm. One more shot at the free throw line. That's Mia Shields, as mentioned. Started the game at 86%, couldn't get that one. 44-25 on the dribble. Skip pass outside the arc. Left elbow extended. Shot ready to go. Rebound putback is good. That's Ella Wolf with the reverse layup on the putback. A shot 3-point land would go for Hallie Wolf. Teaming up as sisters. You know they do. 55 seconds left. 44-27. Foul's going to be whistled on the Lady Devils. That's back to free throw. I'm going to see Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok, I believe, first time tonight. Nope, second time. She'll be there. Going to be a timeout. We'll double check. They're going to stop play here. Going to stop play. Have some questions right there on the bench. That bench area, as you didn't know, they are an extension of the referees. They work for the referees, keep things going. The referees are quite thankful when they're going good. 44-27. Breaking the action right here. Let's talk something over. They're working it right there. We thank you for listening. We thank support sponsors for making this broadcast, I should say this coverage, available for the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. First shot good, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to get one more. It's a double bonus. Next time a foul on the Huskies, the Blue Devils. Lady Devils would be in the double bonus. Second shot good also. She got both. 46-27. 50 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. The pass across the timeline. Does Pidell get it to Abigail Parker? Working down low, off the glass, left side. Number 4, Ella Wolf, has a left-handed layup. 35 seconds left. Throwing it back and forth, going to get across the timeline with the pass. Now across the line is Cameron Runner. Works it out near the center circle. Works it to Mia Shields. Bounce pass, works it right side. Ella Hickok, behind the arc, in front of the Husky bench. Tipped away, and could be a steal. It could be
It's going to be a jump ball. There was some effort there. I tell you what, looked like Ella Hickok was going to go through the stripe. She's going to clutch right there. She's going to grimace. It might be an elbow. Might be that left elbow. We'll hope not. She's checking right there, but regardless, if no foul was called, we don't need an elbow problem for a Blue Devil basketball player. 15.1 left. She's still in the ball game. She's clutching that left elbow. That's Ella Wolf. Back in the ball game, we're going to see Kaya Money. Also back in the game, we'll see Macy Earl. Kaya Money, 24. Macy Earl, back in the ball game, 32. Taking a breather, Abigail Parker. Also setting down for the Lady Devils is Hallie Wolf. We're going to shoot right now. Not quite sure. Don't need to know, but two shots at the strike with an empty lane. Probably just a double bonus. I'm not sure. Second shot good. Got both of them. That's Cameron Runner. 48-29. Lady Huskies in front. 15.1 seconds remaining. Can be brought in from half court. Mia Shields to the backcourt. Ella Hickok. She'll be guarded right now by 24 Kaya Money. She's working the pressure right there. Crossing the timeline with the basketball on the dribble. Ella Hickok. 4 seconds left. Ella Hickok going to take it out from the center circle. She'll pick up the basketball. She'll pass pass to the official. We thank you for listening. We mentioned this ball game is complete. 32 minutes gone by. We're going to shake hands, crossing in front of the scorer's tent. We do thank you for listening. And we'll mention the final score. Hamilton Heights, 48. Tipton, 29. Girls basketball. We hope the best for the Tipton Lady Devils. Sectional 39, Class 2A. And Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, Sectional 24, Class 3A. Thank you for listening. We're going to bow out of here. We thank my wife back home, sound check. And we appreciate her. You know we do. And we'll miss it. No matter if you're home or away, just doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Just keep the fire burning.
I'm not sure why you're not stuck.